Have you ever been watching a football game when the offense gets stuffed behind the line of scrimmage for a big loss, and then the same offense drives the ball downfield for a touchdown? Well, the same coach is calling all of those plays. He's the offensive coordinator, and every Sunday, he has a lot of pressure on him to get it right. Our Jonathan Hutton had a chance to visit with Coach Dow Lawkins.
Is it still tough to believe you're 32, you have this job, and looking back on everything you've been through with as driven as you've been to get to this moment?
Not to this point. I hope that sometime this offseason and year two of the system, that after having a great 2013, that I can sit back and think that way. But right now we have too much work to worry about the position we're in right now. We need to stay in this position, and you do that by doing your job and winning football games and putting these guys in the situation to succeed. In this game, this profession, you're only as good as your last day. So to me, as a coach, I'm only as good as yesterday. Now, yesterday was a good day for the offense, so, it's easier to wake up and be happy. And but you wear it on your sleeve, and it's emotionally draining. You deal with injuries, you deal with bad practices, good practices, and the ups and downs of that stuff. So, it's a day-to-day thing. I haven't gotten caught up thinking about, I'm 32 and I'm an offensive coordinator, because that was never my goal. My goal was to be a successful offensive coordinator in this league, not to just be an offensive coordinator at an early age.
Yeah, and you're a young coach, but you're also a young father. And I'm assuming that the workload and the added just overall job that you have has taken a bit out of the family time. That's got to be really tough as a young dad.
It is, and I think every coach goes through it. I think it's something that you better have a strong wife. She better be very independent and be able to run the house when you're not there, because there's a lot of days where it goes 4 or 5 days when I don't get to see my little girl. I have Reese is 3, about to be 4, and Avon is 1, about to be 2 in August and October. That's the part, if anything wears at you, the guilt of not being there or missing, this or missing that. My wife does a great job of working the schedule around a birthday party coming up for Reese on Saturday. She turns 4, making sure that I have time to be there. And we do a great job of, I feel like, Coach Munchak opens the building up, and they come here for dinner during the season. So there's opportunities to see him, but through the grind of training camp, and, like I said, you go a week without seeing him, it is a very tough responsibility.
And it's got to be fun. I mean, that's the whole thing.
It's fun when you do well. But when you stall out in the red zone and have to settle for field goals, that's not fun. And we don't practice well, it's not fun. But I think that's probably the thing that keeps me going the most, is I know we can be better. And I haven't felt like one day we came off the practice field and like we've arrived where we need to be. And I know the minute I relax, they're going to relax. And so I can't let that happen. And I have to stay on the coaches and on the players to continue to strive for excellence. And knowing that it probably won't be attainable, but that's where our focus and that's where our standard has to be.